This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Sunday following opposition parties' continued obstruction. Opposition parties hint at lifting Parliament dreadlock if government ensures reliable investigation into visit visa scam. Bakar Eid festival being celebrated today. Fire in Bamkha Bazar of Bajura district destroys 14 houses, disrupts internet and electricity services. And Russia launches massive strike in Ukraine days after air base attacks. Now, the news in detail. A scheduled session of the House of Representatives has been postponed until 1 p.m. on Sunday, June 8, due to continued obstruction by opposition parties. According to Padma Prasad Pandey, Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, yesterday's session could not take place as political consensus remained elusive. Opposition lawmakers are demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, citing the need for an impartial investigation into the alleged visa scam. The opposition insists that House proceedings cannot continue until their three core demands are met. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Manish Jha stated that leaders from the CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the CPN Unified Socialist have agreed to halt all parliamentary business unless a high-level committee is formed to investigate the issue, dating back to the implementation of this Labour Act 2064 through the current minister's tenure. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda told reporters that opposition parties may consider lifting the obstruction if the government commits to a credible investigation. Dahal also mentioned plans to meet with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba to scale the ruling party's stance on the matter. Leader Dahal further expressed concern over the charge sheet filed against former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal in the Patanjali land case, saying he hopes the judiciary will ensure justice. In related developments, the National Assembly has concluded its party-wise discussion on the annual budget estimates for the upcoming fiscal year. While opposition members criticized the budget for failing to address the pressing national issues, ruling party lawmakers defended it. The next session of the National Assembly is scheduled for June 9 at 1:15 p.m. A massive fire swept through Bamkha Bazar in Buriganga Municipality 6 of Bajura District yesterday afternoon, destroying at least 32 shops and causing significant damage. According to Police Inspector Deb Chaudhary, the blaze started due to a gas cylinder leak at a local tea shop. The fire quickly spread, engulfing nearly all the shops in the area and reducing them to ashes. Officials estimate that property worth millions of rupees has been lost in the incident. In addition to the destruction of shops, fiber internet services and power supply in the area have been disrupted, adding to the hardship. For the residents and businesses. The fire was eventually brought under control with the combined efforts of locals and security forces. Authorities are continuing their investigation while efforts are underway to restore essential services and access to assess the full extent of the damage. Muslims across the country and around the world are celebrating Bakr Eid, also known as Eid ul-Adha, today, the second most significant festival in Islam, observed with deep religious devotion. Eid ul-Adha is celebrated on the 78th day after Ramadan and commemorates the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son in obedience to God. On this sacred occasion, Muslims perform the ritual slaughter of animals as prescribed by their faith, symbolizing devotion, sacrifice, and charity. To mark the celebration, President Ramchandra Powdal and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have extended their heartfelt greetings to the Muslim community in Nepal and abroad. In his message, President Powdal wished for happiness, peace and prosperity, saying the festival promotes unity by encouraging people to let go of anger, hatred and conflict and to share joy and goodwill. Vice President Yadav, in his statement, expressed hope that Eid ul-Adha would inspire everyone to build a civilized, peaceful and prosperous society through national unity and cultural harmony. On this special occasion, the government of Nepal has announced a public holiday today to honor the celebration. President Ramchandra Paudal has emphasized the need for an education system that supports Nepal's development aspirations. Speaking at the 75th anniversary of Nepal Adarsha Secondary School in Kathmandu, President Paudal said education must align with the demands of the modern era and technological advancements. He highlighted the importance of quality education from the school level, stressing the use of updated curriculum, technology and human resources. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal should broadcast news that makes the voice of the people louder rather than being subordinate to the government. While inspecting the Itahari-based Janatibi Itahari channel yesterday, Minister Gurung said that PSP should prioritize topics that support the promotion of local languages and culture and emphasize the production and broadcasting of people-centered news and programs giving special importance to the voice of the common citizen. PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista said that they are continuously working to remove obstacles to the career development of the employees. Secretary of the Ministry of Communications Radhika Arial said that with the transformation of the country's two leading media outlets, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, into PSP, the programs produced and broadcast by PSP should be accountable, transparent and realistic towards the people. Bishnuram Nyupani, acting Chief Administrative Officer of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, said that NTB Itahari channel has made a significant contribution in promoting and highlighting the languages, culture and customs of Kosi and Madhesh province. The 17th National Food Safety Day is being celebrated today under the theme Food Safety Science in Action. The Department of Food Technology and Quality Control has been organizing various programs to mark the day from June 1st during a week-long celebration, said Manoj Krishna Maharjan, spokesperson of the department. The main day is being celebrated today in coordination with the relevant government and non-government organizations, international development partner organizations, the food industry, organizations related to food and nutrition, and organizations working on consumer rights. It may be noted that the 73rd United Nations General Assembly in 2018 had decided to celebrate World Food Safety Day on June 7 every year from 2019. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Hindu Kush Himalaya Parliamentary Conference is set to take place on 18 to 19 July in Nepal. Preparations are in full swing as the Committee on Agriculture, Cooperative and Natural Resources of the House of Representatives, in coordination with the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ISIMOD, takes the lead in organizing the event. The conference will bring together people's representatives along with nearly 100 experts and stakeholders from across the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, which includes 8 countries. In the lead-up to the conference, the committee has held key discussions with the National Planning Commission, the Ministry of Forest and Environment and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to finalize plans and ensure smooth coordination. Now on to an international news update. Russia launched a massive drone and missile strike on Ukraine's capital and other areas early on Friday, days after Ukraine's surprise attack on its air bases. Strikes targeted the capital Kiev and the northern city of Chernihiv, as well as Lutsk and Ternopil in the northwest. Russia said the strikes were in response to terrorist acts by the Kiev regime, saying military sites were targeted. The attack came after Putin warned U.S. President Donald Trump he would respond to Ukraine's recent strikes in several Russian regions. Russian President Vladimir Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province and the hilly regions of the country today, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of Madhes province, along with the hilly region of the country. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly and local winds, while most of the Kosi region is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Sunday following opposition parties' continued obstruction. Opposition parties hint at lifting Parliament dreadlock if government ensures reliable investigation into visit visa scam. Bakr Eid festival being celebrated today. Fire in Bamka Bazar of Bazura district destroys 14 houses, disrupts internet and electricity services. And Russia launches massive strike in Ukraine days after airbase attacks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.